Hundreds of pro-Israel demonstrators in Jerusalem congregated outside United Nations Relief and Works Agency offices, demanding its expulsion from the city and the release of hostages held captive by Hamas in Gaza.
The protesters belong to the Tzav 9 movement, which advocates for the liberation of hostages seized by Hamas militants during their October 7th attack on Israeli citizens. As reported by the Jerusalem Post and I-24 News, Benjamin Wright reporting.
Mexico will refuse to accept migrants deported by Texas, its foreign ministry announced after the U.S. Supreme Court upheld a controversial law permitting Texas police to arrest individuals suspected of illegally crossing into the state.
The foreign ministry issued the statement condemning Texas Senate Bill 4, which criminalizes illegal entry into Texas via the Texas-Mexico border. The law also mandates that Texas judges order those convicted to be returned to Mexico. Paul Gomez reporting.
Millions of individuals face the risk of cholera due to a lack of access to clean drinking water and insufficient vaccine supplies, according to the World Health Organization.
Cholera has been surging globally since 2021, with the 473,000 cases reported to WHO in 2022, more than double those reported in 2021, the WHO stated in a press release. The International Coordinating Group on Vaccine Provisions emphasizes the urgent need for action to prevent further outbreaks. Liam White reporting.
Florida's homeless population will be prohibited from sleeping on sidewalks, in parks, and other public spaces under a law signed by Republican Governor Ron DeSantis.
The law promises the homeless greater access to services for issues such as substance abuse and mental health problems. The State Department of Children and Families would oversee local governments that establish designated areas for the homeless to camp for up to a year under the new law, which takes effect on October 1st. Lawrence Keller reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
Two teenage boys have been arrested and charged in connection with the murder of a 21-year-old man whose body was found in a remote desert area in Utah County, according to police.
The 15-year-old and a 17-year-old have been booked into the Salt Lake Valley Detention Center on multiple felony charges related to the murder, the Taylorsville Police Department said in a press release. Police had been searching for 21-year-old Alex Franco, who was abducted on Sunday, according to police. Kyle Norris reporting.
The Minnesota Department of Corrections has penalized a county jail for depriving an inmate of food and water for more than 2 days as punishment after he smeared feces in his cell and refused to clean it up.
The department ordered the Otter Tail County Jail in Fergus Falls to transfer all current inmates to new facilities by the close of business on Thursday. The jail will be allowed to keep new inmates no more than 72 hours, excluding holidays and weekends until the state agency approves. Kevin Sanders reporting.
4 young children and 1 adult were killed in a devastating house fire in Pennsylvania on Wednesday, officials said.
The victims were a 1-month-old girl, Corbin John, a 3-year-old boy, Keegan John, a 6-year-old girl, Kinsley John, a 7-year-old boy, Kyson John, and a 27-year-old man, Tyler King, the Westmoreland County Coroner's Office said. All that remained standing at the family's home was the chimney. Jessica Oakley reporting.
Federal Reserve officials announced that they are leaving the central bank's benchmark interest rate unchanged.
This decision was widely expected by economists after recent inflation data revealed that prices are still increasing at a faster pace than the Fed would prefer. Nevertheless, most officials predict 3 rate cuts later in 2024. Many inflation-weary consumers are eager for a reprieve from high borrowing costs. Jim Kender reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.